In response to mounting criticism from artists like Neil Young and even Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, Spotify said it's adding a content advisory to any podcast that includes discussion about COVID-19. Spotify podcaster Joe Rogan, in a new 10-minute Instagram post, defended his decision to book controversial guests, apologized to Spotify for the backlash, and detailed how the podcast may change going forward. Take a listen.
Neil Young has removed his music from the platform of Spotify, and Joni Mitchell, and apparently some other people want to as well. I'm very sorry that they feel that way. I most certainly don't want that. I'm a Neil Young fan. I've always been a Neil Young fan. I'll tell you a story at the end of this about that. One of the things that Spotify wants to do that I agree with is that at the beginning of these controversial podcasts, like specifically ones about COVID, is to put a disclaimer.
Julie, so we're seeing Spotify shares rally back a bit on news of this, but is this really an apology by Rogan?
It doesn't feel like entirely. I mean, he sort of said, I'm sorry this is happening to Spotify also, which I thought was quite interesting, you know, that they've had to deal with this. The other thing that Spotify itself did was make public its misinformation policy, something that other sort of social media companies have done long ago, or at least released details of those policies. Now, when you look at the stock action today, Saz, it seems to me it has a lot more to do with the fact that Spotify has fallen 48% over the past year going into today than it does with anything necessarily to do with Joe Rogan. We don't even know. What we do know is that Spotify pays Joe Rogan a deal whose total value is $100 million. What he is worth to the platform, we don't really have any idea, do we?
No, it's not something
like
that I
dollars Spotify, and cents. Like, we don't know, like, how many sign up for Spotify because of Joe Rogan.
They have not disclosed that. But as an investor, I think this is, if you're an investor in Spotify, this is something you should want to know about, especially with all these headlines and Spotify being in the news. And a good note, just quickly, by Stephen Cahill over at Wells Fargo, saying that Rogan sounds like he's searching for a harder gold, but he's getting old. Mm-hmm. So I think Cahill, who covers media and covers Spotify for Wells Fargo, being critical of Rogan here. But the real question too, Julie, is when Spotify reports earnings soon, have they lost subscribers? And if they did lose subscribers quarter over quarter, what part of that was caused by any controversy related to Rogan? And then going further, is that something they now have to bake into their guidance? I suspect all these questions will still last after the earnings call, but nonetheless, these are the things I think investors want to start hearing about from this company.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, if you look at the reaction and performance of the stock of the last year, they've got bigger issues here than Joe Rogan in terms of their ability to hold on to and monetize subscribers, in terms of their cost outlays as well on things like podcasts. Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious to see what these numbers are going to look like when they come in. One other note I would make on a separate front, not having to do with Spotify directly, these various artists who are pulling off of Spotify and then signing deals elsewhere. It is fairly astonishing to me that the likes of Neil Young is signing a deal with Amazon, for example, that, you know, in other words, Amazon frequently gets criticized on a number of different fronts, right? Here's Neil Young partnering with them. SiriusXM, which has channels that carry lots of talk shows that probably he would find as questionable as Joe Rogan, he is also still partnering with them. So, you know, it's just very interesting when you see these artists take moral stands, which is certainly in their right to do. But I don't know where the last refuge is in corporate America for a musician who wants a place where they're going to be completely morally clean, so to speak. I don't know how else to put it. I don't know what the answer is to that puzzle.
Perfectly worded, Julie. And I'll just quickly add too, I know Prince Harry spoke out again here. It would just be nice if he actually created some content for Spotify after inking a $30 million deal.